Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Okay, good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Kelly's back.
Yes, I am, and I feel good.
Yay!
I'm just shouting it from the rooftops.
Hot Pockets!
Woo!
The diverticulitis is flaring down.
Yes, thank God for modern medicine. These little fellas right here, my best friend.
What are those?
They are, no, I'm not saying it. Even my parents are like, really, Kelly? I'm like, I can't say the word, I'm just saying
what
medicine.
What are they?
Antibiotics. I can't say it. Antibiotics.
There you go.
I feel like that even sounds weird.
Yay, antibiotics!
Woohoo!
Okay. So, we're glad to have Kelly back. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. The Sox lost last night. I actually watched the end of the game.
Wow.
I know.
So sporty.
Sporty McSport face over here. Well, it's kind of exciting, you know, like this whole, there's this whole narrative about the Astros and the cheating thing and Alex Cora and all of a sudden people are back on the Sox bus because the Patriots suck, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I watched the end of the game. So they lost. So they go to game six, I guess.
Okay. Because they have to win like three out of six or four out of six.
Four out of seven. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yep.
So they go back to Houston for game six, I think. Yeah. Game five was last night. Yeah. The Astros are up 3-2.
Okay.
So there's that. They may have found the remains of Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
Like, that's big news.
Huge
but
news.
But also, remember they also found remains? And this is, I don't want to get into, like, the creepy part of the story.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Gabby Petito thing, disappearance, strangulation is how she died.
Yeah.
People are assuming that Brian Laundrie killed her, but now they can't find him. The parents and that whole cover-up thing, you know, it's just this bizarre, bizarre story.
Yeah.
So they found the remains near where they were looking for him.
I feel like the parents, like, led them there or something.
Oh, really?
There's something that the parents went out to look for him and all of a sudden they called and like, I don't know.
But they, like, it was like near his notebook and backpack and some of his stuff. So, but when they say remains, and this is the like kind of icky part of the story, like what do they mean remains? Like, does that mean a body or does it mean like a hand?
I know.
You know, like whenever they say remains, because remember when they found Gabby Petito's body, there were remains of someone else.
Yes.
Also near her body.
Correct. Right. They didn't say, they said we found a body. They didn't say we found him. Yeah, good call.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
wherever,
it's just a weird.
Yeah. Wherever they found him too, and I just read it, there were so many updates on it. It was that wherever he was found used to be underwater. So I don't know if he was there for a while, if it was him. He was there for a while and then.
Oh, like it was underwater and then the waters receded or whatever.
So maybe he has been passed away this whole time. And
right.
I mean, it has been over a month, right?
It's very, right. And then that would be, again, this is the disturbing stuff, but like the decay and that. And maybe that's why they call it remains.
If he was underwater this whole time.
Right. Because there's some, you know, there's just the biological stuff that happens when, you know, but. Yeah,
but that
so
notebook.
I don't know.
When they said there was a notebook in a backpack, instantly I was like, what's in that notebook?
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something.
Well.
Who knows?
Okay, but do you think he was nuts enough to, like, be writing down what he did?
He drew different things, like, through this whole investigation. I've, like, seen little things on Pinterest. I feel like, I don't know if he.
Wait a minute. Pinterest is involved? Pinterest is a source of crime following now? Like, I thought that was where you figured out how to use a mason jar 10 ways for your wedding.
Totally. That.
And now it's.
And how to track a killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This story is everywhere.
People are consumed by it. Yeah.
I bet there's something in that notebook.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I mean, we'll find out. It'll come to light. But won't it be crazy if they. I mean, I assume they do some kind of a DNA test or. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they confirm that the remains are. That of Brian Laundrie.
The teeth.
You know, I guess
always
it's
the teeth, right?
Yeah, well, that's what is in the shows, yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know. Hair samples, DNA, I mean, I don't know how they do it.
I know.
But either way, I assume they will determine. But what if they determine it's not him? Like, what if it was just someone else who was missing? And by the way, what are all these bodies doing just hanging around? Like, unclaimed
Seriously,
bodies?
They keep finding
remains.
Like,
the one next to Gabby Petito? Like, how many people are just laying around?
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
So anyway, so a lot to talk about today. Obviously, that's one of the big stories in the Sox. But Kelly's back.
Yeah.
And so so you talked to your doctor yesterday. You had a day where you actually rested?
Yeah, and I have this thing. I don't like calling out of work. It's just, it's a very, right. I blame my father.
But, right.
But we just don't use that sick time. Jay is the exact same way. He'll go. So I should have probably not come to work Monday and Tuesday, but right. I did because I figured, you know, look, I'm just sitting down doing nothing. But then Tuesday, I didn't feel really great. And one of the specialists that I'm working with called me at like 8:30 at night, Monday and Tuesday night. And he was just like, you should just rest.
Take a day.
Yeah, because I was like, I just don't feel
right. Just lie
down. He's like, you should maybe sleep for a while. I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm just going to totally sleep for a whole day. And it was awesome.
Yeah, so you did.
I did. I did.
Well, wait a minute. I got like an email from you at 7 a.m.
Okay, well, I'm laying down emailing and doing stuff. I did a few phone calls and stuff in bed. But yeah, like I pretty much stayed in bed.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've had a lot of doctor's phone calls. So I have a specialist calling me, and then my PCP called me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's like, what's going on? Well, right. Actually, the question I asked her. So she calls me, and, you know, we had a set appointment.
Right.
You know, 1:30 on Wednesday. The phone rings. Hi, Kelly. It's Michelle. And yeah. I was like, what? I can't. I said, I'm sorry,
what?
Dr. Delanek. I can't call her Michelle.
Oh.
I know that's her name, but it's only because I know that's her name because that's what's written on my pill bottles.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I mean? So she's like, hey, Kelly, it's Michelle. Like, we're buddies. And I'm like, I literally say, oh, I can't call you that. And she starts cracking up.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, and we're talking on the phone. I can't, no, I can't
like
call you that.
Like, you're just chit-chatting.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, it's Michelle. I said, no, I can't. Now it's almost weird that I call you Dr. Delanek, but I can't call you Michelle.
Right.
And so she started laughing. And, you know, at the end of the call, she was like, give me a call if anything happens. I can't do that. I have to go through the process.
Well, do you ever cell phone number? You don't have a cell phone number. She meant give the office a call, right?
Well, I'll be honest. With her, through this whole process, she has called me from her personal.
Oh.
And I'm never, ever, ever going to call her
right.
on that phone.
Why do you look so scared right now?
I don't know. You just, there's like certain people in your life that, it's like if President Biden walked in and he was like, hey, Kelly, it's Joe. No, it's not. No,
right.
It's not. It's President Biden.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that there are certain type like when I think back like with teachers.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
So what's funny is like so Tim is a principal.
Uh-huh.
Right? My partner Tim. His daughter goes to his school now. So I've heard
right.
about all these teachers that he works with, you know, oh, this person did this today. Oh, I had a conversation with this person. You know, I hear about work
you know,
at the end of the day. And I know them by their first names. Maddie now.
Okay.
It's all Mr. This, Mrs. That.
Oh,
you know?
My God. It's like so the lines are blurred.
It's kind of this funny thing. Now, luckily, you know, Maddie's very respectful and isn't going to be calling them, you know, hey, Allison, you know, or whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, but it's still Mr. This, Mrs. That, you know?
And like, even if I saw an old teacher of mine to this day.
Oh, they don't have first names.
No, I don't even know their first names.
No.
I remember one time a couple times while I started the business, I got the pleasure of meeting with Angus King.
Oh.
And I remember, you know, we went to lunch once and then we went and got coffee once. And I remember the whole time I was like, I don't know what to call him. I can't call him. He would be like, hey, Kelly, it's Angus. No, absolutely not.
Okay, hold on a minute. I love that you're going to lunch with and getting coffee with U.S. Senator Angus King.
Amazing.
But you won't call your doctor at home when your stomach's exploding.
No.
Like, wait, what?
I know. But it's those, like, there's
yeah, my bowels are melting through my abdomen, but I'm not going to call the doctor. But hey, Angie, you want to go get a coffee?
No. Never. Oh my goodness, never. It's just those certain people.
I'm lying down in deep pain and I can't move or eat or drink anything. But hey, Susie, what are you doing? You got plans tonight? I was thinking of getting a martini.
Oh my God.
Up in Caribou. There's a certain conflict there, you know?
I know.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.